remarkable, sometimes incoherent transcript illustrates a phantasmagoria of fear, terror, grief, exultation, and finally breakdown. Its highlights have been compressed on this recording to make their own disquieting points. Time is 9:30 p.m., 1 hour after the participants have eaten sugar cubes saturated with LSD. We hear Brian and his fellow travelers observing their gradual transformation. His friends by chewing on some plastic flash bulbs. Brian's mood is gradually changing. He orders all of his friends into another room, closes the door. He sits alone on the wooden floor, visible only by the dim light shining from the bathroom. He talks to himself. The time is now 1 a.m. Brian is unable to snap his fingers and terminate the trip, which continues. Sobs as his joy turns to fear. Ryan's rocky journey ended 12 hours after it so innocently had begun. He was shattered by it.
This young man never had a bummer in some 33 LSD trips. Every one of them was a delight. Everything under control. He needed only to snap his fingers, and down he came any time. But on voyage 34, he finally met himself coming down an up staircase, and the encounter was crushing.
Psych. Put on magic blindfold. Ride the magic bike. Look how much changed between 64 and 68. So many cats let out of the bag. Open a Pandora's box. Inside's another Pandora's box. And another, breeding like rabbits, breeding like flies. You never know what's coming next. So much happened with music so fast, with art, with fashion, with consciousness, with rebellion. But somehow, it got commodified, corralled, magic bull taken by the horns to strip mine the culture and sell it back to people again and again. Stop the War could be sold back to teenagers with freaky art on posters. Even a peace sign, and all it said was, vote. What do you know? Nixon reelected again. Years later, when those of us who were only children then came of age to prowl used record stores because FM radio had gotten so damn bad, instead of mind-blowing, hard-hitting musical experiences, we were force-fed adult rock. And the Eagles. And Scientology-infused jazz fusion. We said no. We'd read a few things. We bought albums whose covers kinda looked cool. Went by hunches. Some were great, then the others were something else again. Row after row of hard rock, flunk out of psych school or Led Zeppelin school, 50 cent records to find the good one. So now, psych means something else. Those swirly paisley patterns from mushroom trips or really good acid, frozen in time, framed behind glass, Fillmore posters sold to tourists in North Beach shops For if they saw one of the artists, they'd take one look, wouldn't even let them through the door. Psych. 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 This is what it's come to, folks. Stay home. Don't dance. Don't hit the streets. Space out in your cocoon. Weed burner. Dollar burner. Laughing all the way to the bank. But somewhere down there, is there still a little bit of the psychedelic rebel yearning to break free, yearning to burn your home, your car, your record collection, your money to the ground? Stick out your thumb. An easy ride into the dawn. To who knows where. Inside. Outside. Should it come to this, to reclaim your mind. Record collectors are a strange breed of their own. Collectors have reached the point where psych is something to be collected, speculated, hoarded, traded, bought low, sold high. It just depends on how you do the hype. Before long, turns into limited edition, still in shrink. My fourth favorite song during my fifth favorite acid trip. Here, buy this too. Heavy psych. Rare heavy psych. The term gets so abused that almost anything now can be marketed, reissued to death in tree-wasting, overly thick covers as rare heavy psych, as trinkets to line your cocoon. Precious artifact jewels to hoard. Psych. Psych. Wake up. Jolt yourself. Zero back in on what's really important. I am not a couch potato. I am not a cannabis potato. I am not a psych potato. I am not a collector potato. Discover. Magic accidents slip between the cracks. Regain your mind. Stand up. Spread your wings. Lift off the roof and fly. Thank you.
Once upon a time, I was of the mind to lay your burden down, leave you where you stood. You believed I could, you'd seen it done before. I could read your thoughts and tell you what you saw and never say a word. But now all that is gone, over with and done, never to return.
Yeah. δειπόρος είναι μονάχος μες στον κόσμο και αδιάκοπα γυρίζει στις πιο κρυφές και μακρινές γωνιές, σε ερημικές ακρογιαλιές, στους λόφους και στα δάση, στις πολιτείες τα στενά, στις γειτονιές, με προορισμό του να χαθεί ένα πρωί ή κάποια νύχτα βροχερή. Ο διπόρος, χωρίς της μάνας την ευχή, θα εξαφανιστεί.
Βλέπω πλήθος κόσμο να κοινά, μα ψυχή δεν μου χαμογελά. Στα κρεβάτια τα άρρωστα παιδιά και στα δέντρα ξερά τα κλαδιά. Την αγάπη πέταξα σε ένα βυθό και το φόβο μου έστρωσα να κοιμηθώ. Βρίσκω τάφους και ένα κόσμο που δεν πονά. Όπου πάω και ένα λάθος με τυραννά. Ποιος προφήτης τώρα θ' ακουστεί σαν φωνή σε στερνά κλειστή, σ' έναν κόσμο άδειο κι ορφανό για κραυγή απ' τον ουρανό. Τα πουλιά παράτησα στις ερημιές και το φως πατάλησα στις γειτονιές. Τον θέλω και φοβάμαι το γυρισμό. Δες ποιος είμαι που πηγαίνω για το χα.